This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Sometimes nothing can get your toes tapping and your blood coursing and your feet moving like good old Western swing. Bob Wills was the father of Western swing. This is his New San Antonio Rose, recorded in 1940. Now, Bob Wills was the first artist to put electric instruments and drum sets into what used to be called country music. Audiences just couldn't sit still when they heard the result. Bob Wills toured the country in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and 60s with his famous band, the Texas Playboys. And in the 1970s, Asleep at the Wheel picked up that mantle, and they have carried the sound of Western swing into the new millennium. Now, the two and a new millennium have come together on stage, so to speak. The result is a musical drama called A Ride with Bob. Asleep at the Wheel joins us in Studio 4A. Thanks very much for being with us, everyone.
Hey, good to be here.
Thank you.
Let me introduce the band. Ray Benson.
Hello.
Vocal and guitar. Jason Roberts, vocal and fiddle.
How do you do?
Walt Roberts, vocal and fiddle.
Hi there.
Elizabeth McQueen, vocal and guitar.
Hello.
John Michael Whitby on the piano.
Yes, sir.
Eddie Rivers on the steel guitar.
Howdy.
Dave Sanger on the drums. Thanks for that. And Dave Miller is the bass.
Howdy.
Mr. Benson, let me turn to you first. A Ride with Bob comes out of a meeting. Well, you saw Bob Wills. You didn't actually meet him.
Yeah, we were introduced to him in 1973. We put out our first album, and Bob Wills was making what was to be his last album. They invited us to meet him. So we were in Austin. We drove up, and there was Bob Wills sitting in a wheelchair. He had already had a heart attack, and he was pretty sick. So there he was, and they said, "Mr. Wills, this is Asleep at the Wheel, Ray Benson." And he just kind of slumped and kind of nodded, and they said, "Look, he's tired. You can talk to him tomorrow." They took him back to his room. Later that night, he had a stroke, went into a coma, and 2 years later passed away. So I never got to talk to him, but we met him.
Yeah.
So when it was his 100th birthday in 2005, and a friend of mine said, "Well, let's write a play, you know, the old, like Bing Crosby and the Holiday Inn. Let's make a play." Mm-hmm. And I told her that story. She said, "Well, there's your play, the conversation you never had with Bob Wills." So that's how the play got started.
Mm-hmm. Now, in real life, had you rehearsed something to say to him at that moment?
Not rehearsed. It was just going to be a hello. You know, we were just our first record was Take Me Back to Tulsa, which was his Bob Wills song. So mm-hmm. I had no idea. We just wanted to meet the guy who got us, you know, going on this whole kind of music.
Well, help us understand what Bob Wills means to what do we call it? Country swing,
Western
Texas swing,
swing,
Western
yeah.
swing. Yeah.
Well, the deal was that Bob Wills was, first of all, an iconoclast. He was an individual, and as a number of people have told me, and as evidenced by his film, one of the most charismatic performers that ever stepped on stage. I know that's a hefty statement, but this is something that is, when you see him, you'll understand. But the kind of music that he did was he took jazz, blues, and Western fiddle music and melded them all together into this hybrid called Western swing. He didn't know he was doing it. He was just playing dance music for his folks, and fiddle, guitar, etc. were the main instruments of the Southwest back then.
You're set to do a section of the play for us. Can you set the scene up for us?
This takes place in Fort Worth when Bob Wills goes to work for W. Leo Daniels, who became the governor of Texas and then a senator from Texas, one of the more corrupt ones we've had. Although
Pappy.
Hey now.
Pappy Leo Daniels.
Yeah.
And he owned the biggest flour company in the country. And back then, of course, women baked. They didn't go to a store and buy. So flour was huge. And they sponsored what was called the Light Crust Doughboys. And that was Bob Wills and a bunch of guys. W. Leo Daniels treated them very badly and eventually ran them out of Texas into Oklahoma. So this is the first time that he got fired, and they come in after a night of playing the Crystal Springs Dance Hall, and Pappy is not happy.
Okay. Rick Perkins, who we didn't get a chance to introduce before.
Yes.
I think Rick Perkins is the one actor.
There's several actors in the show.
Yeah, but you're the one guy that doesn't have an instrument over his.
I have a vocal instrument, Bob.
Sorry.
And I'll be happy
I
to
should have. As soon
now.
As I as soon as I said that to an actor, I should have corrected myself.
Give me more talent in my monitor, please.
Okay, what do we got here?
Yes.
So here comes the Light Crust Doughboys. We'll be wandering into the studio a bit late. Not too late, but a little late. Are you ready, boys? 2 minutes to showtime, Mr. O'Daniels.
Yeah, so where is this Bob Wills and all those other shirkers, huh?
I don't know, Mr. O'Daniels. I don't know.
You cannot trust a musician past the end of a
yes,
song.
Yes, 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 I know.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, you're late. And you boys know the rules. I'm docking all of you half a day's pay.
Yeah, well, half a zero is still zero.
Well, that's a damn
truth.
Look at you. I know you didn't get a lick of sleep. You played that Crystal Springs ballroom last night, didn't you? I can smell the booze from here.
Well, so what if we did?
Oh, you lazy, ungrateful son of a drunk.
Is that right?
That's right.
We're going to see
about that. No, get away from me. You don't treat me that way. I'm Pappy Old Daniel.
Four,
get you
three,
no
two,
good.
One. Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Hello there, boys and girls. This is W. Lee. Please pass the biscuits. Pappy O'Daniel of the Burris Mill and Elevator Company, Fort Worth, Texas, makers of light crust flour. And now the light crust doughboys are on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, everybody from near and far, if you want to know who we are, we're the Light Crust Doughboys from the Burris Mill,
unfortunately.
And if you like the way we play, listen while we try to say, we're the Light Crust Doughboys from Burris Mill.
Tell it.
And all day long, we'll sing this song.
Uh-huh.
And if you get this song, you can't go wrong.
Wear a smile, make things bright, make you happy from morn till night. We're the Light Crust Doughboys from Burris Mill.
Oh, that show was fine, fine, fine. And so is Light Crust Flour, the finest flour for your home, sweet home. And what is home without a devoted mother's love? And the smell, sweet, fresh biscuits made with light crust flour. Pour it on them, boys. Nothing like motherhood and home to sell my flour. We got over 2,000 letters last week because they was all listening to me. That show was sweet. And now the boys are going to play you a brand new number.
What?
One that I wrote especially
no,
for
no,
all
no,
my...
No,
no, no, no, no more waiting. It's a good one. It's called Beautiful, Beautiful Texas.
In beautiful, beautiful Texas, where the beautiful blue bonnets grow, we're proud of our forefathers who fought at the Alamo.
Tune in tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, for more of this fine homespun music. And remember to always buy light crust flour for the safety and protection of your family's health. The Lord will bless you, so will I. This is W. Lee. Please pass the biscuits. Pappy is saying good day.
In beautiful, beautiful Texas, the most beautiful state that I know.
Let's get it.
You're fired!
We quit!
Hey. The crowd went wild.
That, was that a Bob Wills invention?
Yeah, yeah, that was the trademark, and... It just came from his exuberance and from the Mexican grito, where he, and he would sort of made it his own, and that was his trademark.
I want to ask you about some of the famous real life characters that appear in this play, aside from Bob Wills, Elvis Presley.
Yeah, played by Rick Perkins,
Rick Perkins, who also you're also, I gather. Do you mind
W.
me saying?
Leo Daniels.
I cover it all. Basically, they do the music. I bring it in the good stuff.
But am I wrong? You also have another career as someone who can impersonate Elvis Presley.
I do parties. I can come to your house as Elvis. But we'll talk about that at another time.
You are welcome at my house anytime, just not as Elvis,
yeah.
Okay?
But there's a wide range of characters, and to raise tribute. He checked with the Wills family and was down to precise, which we're still changing stuff to make it more precise and historically accurate.
Yeah.
And
well, the reason that Elvis and all those people is they recorded Bob Wills tunes. San Antonio Rose, for instance, is why. And so we bring them out.
Right.
Willie Nelson, Bing Crosby, Elvis Presley, Patsy Cline, and is that it?
Minnie Pearl?
Ray Price.
Minnie Pearl is standing right over there.
I play Minnie Pearl.
And
Elizabeth McQueen.
That's Elizabeth.
Yes.
Guitar player.
and sing.
You have to speak up.
I bear an uncanny resemblance to Minnie Pearl, actually. When I take off my glasses.
We need a hat on you, though, right?
With well, the, I got the hat and the sales tag and everything.
Say hello. Maybe
can you do the howdy?
Shall I do a howdy?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me step back from the mic a little bit. Howdy!
Oh, that is good. That is good. Now that reminds me
you
of Minnie Pearl.
I had met Minnie Pearl many years ago, and she told me the story about when Bob Wills came to the Grand Ole Opry. Yeah. So rather than just act it out, we decided to have Minnie Pearl tell the story like she told it to me.
Do you take some instruction from Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys? As you say, that they, for them, it was the music. They didn't care where it came from. They didn't care how it was created. It just set something off in them, and that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah, that's what I did. I mean, you know, honestly, we started playing, and as the years went by, we focused in on this approach to music. Not only the instruments we play, fiddle, steel guitar, piano, bass, drums, and Eddie also plays saxophone. Mm-hmm. The attitude was if they can dance to it, if they can dance to the music, and if they like it, they're going to play it. And it's the instrumentation that defines it as Western swing.
Did Bob Wills ever have to contend with any, for lack of a better word, purists who said, you know?
All the time.
Yeah.
For instance, the use of drums. When he went to this, the scene that we do in the Grand Ole Opry that Minnie told me about, he brought his drums, saxophones, electric guitars, and they were not allowed in the Opry.
Well, that's right. They had an injunction against electrified instruments for the
longest
time, didn't they? Yeah.
And drums. Even when I started playing, we were banned from the Grand Ole Opry in 1975 because I wouldn't remove the sax player. Yeah. We didn't play until 1993, and that was Bob Wills. I said, hey, if Bob did it, I'm going to do it. So, you know, he had to deal with that completely. Now, what happened was he was up there and they said, oh, you can't use your drums. He said, pack them up, boys. We're going back to Texas. You know, and he was such a big star in 1945. I mean, it was huge. He was like Elvis to the country crowd that they acquiesced and he played. You know.
My gosh, I encountered this statistic. I thought there was a misprint at first. Sleep at the Wheel's been playing together for 37 years?
36 and a half, yeah.
Oh, my. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
now,
to.
Now, let's look to, around. Didn't mean now, to, yeah. Now, Scott, look around the room. Some of the folks ain't old enough to have been here the whole time. No.
Yeah.
Jason's been with me for 13 years. Dave's been with me for 20 years. Dave over here has been with me 14 years. And so we've had a bit of personnel changes, but this has been the best band we've ever had.
Yeah. Ray started when he was 9 years old, too.
Yeah, so. I understand. Ray, you were in grammar school, right? Yeah, when you began to sleep at the wheel, right?
Yes.
He was a tenor then.
I wasn't altogether surprised to learn that you're not originally from Texas, but I was a little surprised to learn you're not even close to being originally from Texas.
Philadelphia, PA is where I was born and raised in the suburbs. Uh-huh. I got to Texas as soon as I could. But I started the band in West Virginia and started playing right here in D.C. Back in 1970. And we moved out to California, met Willie Nelson and Doug Somm, and they said, what are you doing out here? You sound like you're from Texas. You need to go down to Texas. So.
Now, in this play, I gather, Bob Wills asks you about your We Authentico nature, right?
Oh, yeah. He says, how does a Jewish boy from Philadelphia get to play in Western swing? And I say, the same way that a white hayseed hillbilly from West Texas gets to play blues and jazz. As, you know, the longer explanation is it's what's in your heart and what's in your ability, you know, to play, regardless of where you come from.
Well, we want to go out on one song that's a particular audience pleaser. I wonder if you can set it up for us.
This is a song called Route 66. Everybody knows the song. One of the ex-Texas Playboys named Leon Rausch back in 1974 said to me, you ought to take that song Route 66 and do your boogie-woogie kind of version on it. And that's what we did. And it's been, it was never a hit, but it's our biggest hit. You know, because, no, people love it. It's our signature song. And John Michael will kick it off on the piano if you're ready. That's Boogie Woogie on Bobby Troop's Route 66.
Highway that is the best. Get your kicks
out on Route 66. Jason.
Lord, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles along the way. Get your kicks out on Route 66.
Once to St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri.
Oklahoma City, it sure looks pretty. You should see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona,
Kingman, Barnstable, San Bernardino.
Once you get hip to this kindly tip, when you take that California trip, oh baby, you can get your kicks on Route 66.
Thanks so much for speaking with us, everybody. Asleep at the Wheel is Walt Roberts, Elizabeth McQueen, John Michael Whitby, Eddie Rivers, David Sanger, David Miller, Rick Perkins as part of the play. Thanks for being with us. Jason Roberts and Ray Benson.
Yeah.
Yeehaw!
And to Sleep at the Wheels on tour across the country this fall, A Ride with Bob will be presented in select cities next year. To hear more from our interview with the band, including their performance of Miles and Miles of Texas, and for miles and miles of pictures from A Ride with Bob, you can come to our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Ha ha!
I'm Scott Simon.